Blog Talk Radio.
Be anxious for nothing, just give me a break. Don't worry for tomorrow, nor yesterday. I am a Christian. Know what that means? That means I'm far from perfect, simply redeemed, bought with a purpose, purchased by love. It's not a form of religion, but a gift from above. I am not perfect, no, but I have been redeemed. I am a believer. Do you know what that means? That means I pledge my life, giving everything I never knew. Somebody paid the price for me. I offer up my life to him, and now I say again, I am not perfect. Oh, but I have been redeemed. Oh, yeah. I am your brother. Show you the way. We'll take this road together. Oh, take it day by day. Somehow I know we'll make this journey in. Make no mistake about it. You have been redeemed. While you were yet in your transgression, somebody paid to set you free. So offer up your life to him, accept his love and we'll begin. Walk together, for we have been redeemed. Love and then begin to stand together hand in hand, and surely he will heal the land, and we will wear these chains no more as these walls come crashing to the floor. And then someday he'll come again, and we will find.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Monday Night Prayer Call.
for 7:30. I'm welcoming everyone in tonight. We are, I'm excited to be back with us, joining one another in prayer and consecration for this 21 days. And I'm not sure all who is called in from our original group. I think we had a couple of we may have some newcomers, but I know that we have some specific prayer requests from last week. And I just want to start off first by saying, if there's anyone on the line that has a testimony, maybe you asked for a certain prayer request, and if you have a testimony of something that happened last week, then I'm going to ask you to dial one on your dial pad. That'll let the team know that you have a testimony, and we'll bring you in. Again, if you have a testimony you want to give, maybe you were praying and believing for something last week and you see the manifestation of that happen after last Monday's prayer call, please dial one on your dial pad, and that'll let the team know that you have one. We got a lot of callers tonight, so I don't want to just open up the line. I would prefer to just, if you have a question or a comment, then I'll just open up the lines at that point. Calandra, if you are on the line tonight, I don't know your number by heart. Can you just dial one on your dial pad, and that'll let me know which one is you? Okay. Oh, there you go. Okay, I'm opening up your line. Awesome. Okay, so your line is open. Can you hear me okay, Calandra, Sister Calandra?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Okay. I'm blessed. Thank you. Thank you. So, okay, well, we got a lot of callers on tonight, and I thought we would do testimonies first, if there's some testimonies, and to see if, you know, the manifestation of people's prayer requests from last Monday. And if we don't have anyone, again, if you do have one, a prayer or a testimony, please dial one on your dial pad. That'll let us know that you have a testimony. Other than that, Sister Calandra, I don't know if we want to start off by taking prayer requests and then just go through and start praying. If someone feels like they have a prayer on them tonight, please dial one. We'll bring you in. We want this to be group participation. I do have a prayer request on tonight. I have a prayer request, and I do have, I want to state something. Some of us on the call, everybody may not be doing the fast, but some of us on the call are doing a 21-day fast. A lot of churches do this at the beginning of the year, what they call the Daniel fast, and they may vary in how they do the fast or what their objectives are. So, Sister Calandra, we both attend the same church, and I think there's a couple of others that also attend that church as well. And so we're doing a 21-day fast, and I kid you not that on Sunday at church, I was just came into church with such a praise, such a worship on me. It was just awesome. The presence of the Lord was so heavy, and I can remember thinking, Lord, I just praise you. I didn't speak it, but I thought it in my mind. Oh, Lord, I just praise you, and I thank you so much. I don't have nothing to pray for. All I have is just, I'm just thankful. You know, I don't have no worries, no issues. I'm just thankful. You know, and so I was spending the time praying for other people. Anyway, by the time I got home, when I tell you all, you know what broke out.
Wow.
You know, and I thought, you know, can the enemy hear your subconscious mind? But anyway, everything broke out. I mean, it just got real. It went from 0 to 80 really quick. So tonight I'm just asking, I'm asking for prayer. I'm asking that my that the call that God has on my life and the things he has me doing and the ministry that he's called me to, I'm asking that you guys will keep me lifted, that I will be obedient and diligent to God, that I will carry my cross daily, meaning die to myself first and foremost. And then the second prayer is I'm lifting my son up in prayer, and I don't want to go into details, but the enemy is really, really, you know, he's been fasting. He's been going to the youth group on Wednesday nights. I mean, he's really been just committed. And so I believe because him being committed, he's been attacked. So I want you guys to lift him up and just pray a hedge of protection about him, that the Lord will just keep him, because they have so much at that age that they're dealing with. So that's my prayer request for tonight.
And, you know, Sister Denise, I just want to stand with you on that, because, you know, the enemy is busy, because he know that his time is getting near. It's winding down. And he know that the Lord that we serve is sovereign. And so he's going to do everything he can to keep us from being obedient to what God is having us to do. So right now he's just throwing distractions out over the place. You know, my son is doing the fast also, and this is his first time participating in the fast. And there has been a lot of distractions coming up on him. Like never before, for the first time. And he even asked me today, why mama this is happening, why that is happening. And I said, well, baby, your prayer has been to grow closer to God. And I said, so the enemy's job is to distract you from that. So what you do, you stand firm on what you believe, and stand firm on God's word, stand firm on his promises, and keep your eyes focused on him. And I told him, I said, you just need to slow down, hear what God has to say to you, and then be obedient to what he is instructing you to do. And I say, and the enemy just doing his job. You know, he only have the same motives that he's had in the beginning, is to kill, steal, and destroy. So, and that's his goal. I said, but you stand on God's word and on his promises. Don't let anything distract you from what your heart's desire is, and that's to grow closer to God. And since we are in day 14 of this fast, God's word has been just totally amazing with in the prayers and in the daily devotion. It has just been amazing. And I'm going to tell you, the more we dive deeper into God's word and the more we draw close to him and he to us, the more the enemy wants to distract us. So we just need to stay focused. Stay focused on him. Don't give up. Don't let anything. I don't care what kind of junk break out, because it's going to break out, you know. Stand firm in God's word. I appreciate our pastors for their obedience to what God has instructed them to do, and I'm standing along with them, along with Sister Denise and all the family of God that's fasting and praying in this season, because he's getting ready to do some wonderful things. The atmosphere is shifting, y'all. I don't know if y'all have noticed in your church homes that's fasting and praying, the atmosphere is shifting. God is doing some wonderful and miraculous things, and he's going to continue to do that. So stay prayerful, stay in the word, and just continue to believe God is sovereign, and that hope that he has for us. He has a future for us. He has plans for us, and I really believe it. I believe it, and I'm standing firm on it.
Amen, amen. Well, what I'm going to do is we're going to start open up the line for prayer requests. If you're on the line, I know we had an initial group, and so there were some things that you asked specifically in reference to health, in reference to businesses, finance, that did go up in prayer. So what we're going to do is we're going to take prayer requests. And Sister Monique, I got your line open as well so that you can help in this. We're going to move swiftly because we know that we're trying to respect everybody's time. And we said that the call is going to be from 7:30 to 8:00. And as you see, the time goes by fairly quickly. So if you have a prayer request, dial 1 on your dial pad. That'll let our team know that you have a request. We'll bring you in. You can make your request known. And if we feel like it's necessary to pray right then, we'll pray. If not, we'll make sure that we're putting these all on a prayer list that everybody could go for this coming week and lift those situations up in prayer. So, again, if you have a prayer request, dial 1 on your dial pad so that you can let us know what that request is, because we're believing that this is a season that we will be okay, we do have someone that has a prayer request, area code 346, last 4-5-4-4-5.
Hello. Well, it's your son here, and I called into the show, and I heard that you were offering for a prayer request, and so I wanted to have my own prayer request for myself.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Sister Monique, you want to pray for this young man?
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Okay, hold on. You can hear me. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Is it Denise? Is your son Darian? Darian, that's you?
Darius.
Yes.
Darius.
Okay. Okay. So, Denise, do you want me to just just lift them up? I don't have to know. You know, do you want me to know what for pray? I mean, what's it about? Or no, you just want me to lift them up in prayer?
He's going through spiritual warfare. So,
okay.
Definite spiritual warfare. So he's just
okay. Okay, Father God, right now, Lord God, you already know the need of Darian right now. Father God, we know that, Father God, that just like we said earlier, that, Father God, demons are out there to come kill, rob, and destroy, Father God. But we know that, Father God, that you came that we might have life and have it abundantly through you, God. And, Father God, as we get closer to you, Lord God, we know that the attacks are going to come. But we know that your word is greater. And Father God, right now, tonight, Lord God, we stand with Darian, oh God, as whatever season and whatever hour that he is facing, that no weapon formed against him shall prosper, Father God. We know that, Father God, he is a child of the Most High God, Father God. We know that, Father God, that all things work together for the good, Father God. And we know, Father God, that a head of protection, Father God, is round and about him right now, Father God. And Satan, you have no authority. I serve eviction notice on you tonight and forevermore, Satan. I bind you at the root. I pull you at the root in the name of Jesus, that you will die right now in the name of Jesus, that he has a future that is brighter than ever, Father God, that he has things that is placed before him, Father God, that he will walk upright, Father God, that he will obey you, Father God. He will do the will of your works, Father God. Father God, that we know that all things work together. We don't have to wonder if they're working out, Father God. We already know. We decree and declare tonight, moving forward, Father God, that he is your son, God, that he is covered in your precious blood. We speak to every demonic forces and every spirit that try to rise against him right now. The blood of Jesus is on the top of his head to the very soles of his feet, that he will walk upright all the days of his life, that he will not fear, he will not have doubt, he will not have depression, he will not have anxiety. We come against every fear right now in the name of Jesus. I speak with boldness right now in the name of Jesus. Devil, you take your hands off of him right now in the name of Jesus. He is seated in heavenly places right now in the name of Jesus. I give you glory right now in advance in the name of Jesus.
Yes, I speak
with everything on the inside of us in the name of Jesus. God, he is designed for greatness. He has a purpose and a destiny on the inside of his life. And see what she said earlier, we know that as we get closer to God and that we stay obedient and that we stay planted and rooted in the things of God, that the enemy is going to come like a thief of the night. But I serve notice on you. You have no power. I send you back to the sender in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I bless you right now in the name of Jesus. I glorify you right now in the name of Jesus, because we know that all things, not some things, are working together in the name of Jesus. So right now we decree and declare tonight that every chain is broken, every bondage is broken, captives are being set free right now in the name of Jesus. We call it down from the north, south, to the east and the west in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare right now that it is so. We don't have to wonder if it's so, that it might be. It is so right now in the name of Jesus. So right now we just going to praise you. We just going to celebrate because the victory is already done right now. And his mind is renewed. His mind is restored right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare right now that it is done. We're not going to have to worry about it and keep talking about it. It is finished because your word says it's finished. Every promise that you have spoken has to come to pass. And because we believe your word and what you say, we will not be moved by what we see, but what the word of God says on the inside of us. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. And you said to put on the full armor, and the armor of God is on Darian every single minute and hour as he moves forward in the things of you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak it with boldness. We got to have courageousness in this hour, in this season, because the devil's going to try. But we know we are overcome by the blood and every word that proceeded out of the mouth in the name of Jesus. Oh, I give you praise right now because it is so, it is done. In the mighty name of Jesus, start celebrating right now. Open your mouth and give him praise because he's worthy of all praise and honor and glory. Nobody can do you like Jesus. But see, once you realize that these attacks are coming, see, all you got to do is send them back to the center and open your mouth. Open your mouth because, see, you recognize that. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory, God. We just thank you right now for Darius right now, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that he is seated in heavenly places and that his mind has stayed on you. His mind has stayed on you, oh God. And if there's anything that is not pleasing in your sight, we're going to pluck it right now in the name of Jesus. We're going to die to self right now in the name of Jesus. And any spirits that we know that are not supposed to be around, we send them back right now in the name of Jesus. And right now, I believe it is done in the name of Jesus. We're standing on your word. We will not walk in fear. We will not walk in anxiety. We will not walk in depression. We will do everything, God, that you have called us to do in this hour, in this season. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Walk in your peace. Grab a hold to it. It is yours. Take it by force right now in the name of Jesus. And walk in your freedom
in Jesus'
right
name.
Now. In Jesus'
name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, sister. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, I give you glory right now, Father. Oh, God, I'm feeling in the atmosphere in the name of
Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to, again, open up the lines. If you have a prayer request, dial 1 on your dial pad. We're coming towards the end of the show. So if there's someone that has a prayer request, please dial 1 and make us aware so that we can know what to go for this coming week to lift up in prayer. I did get a couple of prayer requests later this week. We have area code 832, last 4, 6987. You were live.
Hello, everyone. This is Rochelle Fields. I'm making a prayer request for a friend of mine. They just mentioned to me that their mom recently had a stroke, and they're back home with the mother. And I told him that I was going to pray for him and his mom. And so I happened to be on the phone with you guys tonight for the first time, and I wanted to make a prayer for Mary Murray. That is her full name. And she's dealing with a stroke at this moment. So I want to just
Okay, Sister Calandra?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So the caller, did you hear the caller's request?
Her name is Rochelle. And she's requesting prayer for a friend. Her name is Mary Murray. And her mom had a stroke. Miss Mary's mom had a stroke. Is that what you're saying, Miss Rochelle?
Yes.
Okay. And she's asking for a prayer for her mom.
Yes. Well, actually, it's a friend of mine.
It's he.
He's having.
Okay.
He told me about it. I told him I was going to send prayers up to
her. Okay. And the mom's name is Mary. Murray?
Yes, ma'am. Mary Murray.
Okay. Mary Murray. Okay. Okay. And he's asking for prayer for his mom. She had a stroke.
Yes, because he came back home to take care of her.
Okay. See, he came back home to take care of her. So I am a witness to that. My dad also had a stroke. He had a massive stroke just on last November. So I've been taking care of him. He made his 73rd birthday. God has really, really, really blessed him. He's able to walk and talk. And the power of his God's healing power is covering him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Just like the power of God's healing power can cover Miss Murray. So we're going to ask your friend, is he a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ?
Yes, he is.
He's a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. I want him to totally believe in the healing power of the Lord Jesus Christ, because he might not heal his mother completely from her stroke, but what he would do would give her the strength to endure everything that she's been going through. And what the Lord would do will allow her to be a witness to him of his power and show that he can do anything he chooses to do. And the Lord is going to give him the strength, give him the wisdom to take care of his mother the way that she needs to be taken care of. All he has to do is ask. We have not because we ask not. And that's what the Lord says. We have not because we ask not. Tell your friend to ask the Lord to trust him with all his heart, with all his mind, with all his soul, with all his being, that he will give him the wisdom, the finances, and that he believes in that his healing power will continue to flow from the crown of his mother's head to the soles of her feet. He will see the power of God working through his mother to witness to him so that he can grow stronger in the Lord and his belief in the Lord. I'm telling you, what happened with my dad, I've seen the Lord do some things. He would have to come home from the hospital, and I really didn't have nowhere or no one to help me take care of him, but I'm going to tell you, the Lord moved quickly and swiftly. I have some help with the care. God gave me wisdom because I trust in him totally. God will sometimes put you in a position to where he is all you have. And I'm going to tell you, he worked that thing out. He's going to do the same thing for your friend. You stand with him. You continue to pray with him and for him and watch God move in a way that you've never seen him move before. Are you fasting?
No, I'm not fasting this time.
Okay. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you about just taking one day fasting and praying for your friend. And tell him, say, hey, join me in just a one-day fast. You can guys can do it maybe for a couple of hours. And fast and pray and so the Lord can speak to you, so you guys can hear the instructions of the Lord clearly and concisely what he wants you to do for his mother and for him, okay? I'm going to tell you, I am still right today trusting in God for my dad. He's suffering just from a little bit of dementia, but I'm going to tell you something. When it comes to knowing God and the word of God, he is quick as a whip with knowing the word of God. You know, because we have to put our anchor down and put our anchor down in the hope that God has for us and for our future. Miss Rachelle, I'm going to be praying for you, too, that the Lord open your eyes and open your ears and have your heart receptive for things that he wants you to do for your friend. So pray for your friend also.
Thank you.
Keep him lifting up. We're going to keep. And what is your friend's name? What is his name?
Lord, Eddie Murray.
Eddie Murray? Okay. So we're going to keep Mr. Eddie lifted up, that God will continue to give him strength and give him wisdom and discernment for the things that he needs to do to take care of his mother and to take care of himself, too.
Exactly. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Okay.
Sister Denise, do you want to do a prayer for her?
Okay, Yes. Father, we lift up Mary Murray to you in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just pray that you would strengthen her family, Father God, as they come together to help her, Father, through this time. Lord, we know that you are a healer, Lord, and according to your word, you sent your word to heal our disease. And Father God, we know that we are healed by your stripes. So, Father, we speak to every portion of her body, every cell, every atom, every neutron,
yes,
proton,
Father.
Electron, Father God. We speak to it and cause
yes.
them to line up, Father, according
mm-hmm.
to the original purpose, Father. Father God, we
yes.
thank you right now, Lord. And, Father God,
thank
we
you,
know
Lord.
That you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that she could think or ask. So, Father God, we speak
yes.
healing to her, Father. But, Father God, we pray that you get the glory, Father, that you get the glory in everything,
yes.
Lord, that even in her healing, Father God, her family will know that you are God. And, Father God,
yes.
that they will worship you and that they will praise you, Father God, for what you have done. Lord, that they will turn their faces towards you, Father. So, Father, we thank you right now. You said in your
thank
word,
you,
Lord, that you will show signs and wonders, Lord. And we believe that this is that season, Father, because your word also says that if your people who are called by your name will humble themselves
mm-hmm.
and pray
mm-hmm.
and turn from their wicked ways, that you will hear their voice
mm-hmm.
from heaven, Lord. And, Father God, that you will heal our land. Father God, we are a part of that land. So we're praying for healing
yes.
right now. In Jesus' name,
yes,
amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Just know
thank
that God
you.
Is
sovereign.
God is sovereign. He's in control.
Oh, definitely.
Amen.
All the time.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Fields.
You're welcome,
Niecy. Amen. If there's anyone else, if there's any other prayer requests, we are at the 8 o'clock hour. We want to respect everyone's time. If you have a prayer request, please dial 1 so that we will know that you have a request. Again, if you have a prayer request, please dial 1, and that will let us know that you have that request. Okay. We're going to give it a couple of minutes because I know a lot of times when we're on calls like this, people, the enemy would tell you, oh, don't say nothing, you know, don't say nothing. And you know that you have things that you have need of prayer, but the enemy cause your mouth to be mute and you won't receive your healing, you won't receive your prayer. And so I'm just saying if you have a prayer, you want to make sure that this is the time that you present it so that we can bring it before the throne of grace. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Hey, okay. Sister Calandra, did you have anything else you wanted to say? I was going to have either you or Sister Monique, either one that wants to close us out in prayer.
I just want to remind everyone to continue to pray for Sister Denise Allen. She was requesting restoration. And for the health of Crystal's daughter, Nyla. And for Ms. Hawkins with her business. So just keep those persons in prayer along with Ms. Rachelle's friend, Sister Denise and Mr. Darius. Keep them in prayer as we go along this week in our fasting and praying.
And Sister Monique as well, she's receiving her healing, but we're going to keep her in prayer that God is going to work a mighty miracle in her health as well. Amen.
And also Sister Monique's mom. I think I recall her having lupus.
Yes.
And keep her and she's recovering from a stroke. Yes, and my mom's recovering from a stroke.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So we need to keep those individuals lifted up as we go through the week of our fasting and praying for the second week.
Amen. Well, with that being said, I'm going to see Sister Monique, I want to give something that my heart feels, and I'm just going to ask one more time. If there's someone on the line that have a prayer request, I don't know, Sister Denise, you had mentioned to me to lift up, lift up her son and also her friend who just recently got laid off. So we want to lift up Jarrell, and we want to lift up Claire in prayer. asking the Lord to open up doors of opportunity for them. So, Father, we lift up Claire and Jarrell to you in the name of Jesus. Father God, we know that you know all things, Lord, and we know that you are working all things together for their good because they love you and they're called according to your purpose, Father God. So, Father God, I pray that they will not fear, that they will not be stressed, Father God, but that they will trust you completely, Lord, that you have a plan, that you have a plan for their lives according to Jeremiah 29:11. So, Father God, just open up doors of opportunity for them. But, Lord, give them the wisdom to see the doors that you are opening up. There will be many doors opening, but there's only a door that you are opening up that's perfect for them, Lord. So I pray that you would give them that wisdom to see that opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Jarrell and Claire. Amen. We have Jarrell and Claire now. Okay.
Awesome. Okay, well, we're going to be closing out. So, Sister Monique, if you'll take a couple of minutes and close us out in prayer. We will be back here next Monday, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We start on time because we like to finish on time. So if everybody could be on time, again, bring your prayer requests, bring your testimonies. Feel free to invite. You have family or friends that, you know, that's fine. If they're believers and they want to be a part of this, feel free to invite them. If they're not believers and you know that they can learn about Jesus Christ on this call, then bring them. Amen. So, Sister Monique.
Okay, amen. Oh, Father God, we just thank you tonight, Father God, that we came together, Father God, that we came together on one accord, Father God, that we came together in obedience, Father God, because, Father God, it's all about you, Lord God, and you know every need of every caller on this call tonight and those that weren't even on the call that might have been on the call last week. But we're standing in the gap, and we're lifting up each and every one, Father God, because we know that, Father God, when two or three come together in the midst, it shall be established, Father God. And we thank you that, Lord God, you said that your words shall not return void. And, Father God, as we prepare and get off this call tonight, Lord God, we pray the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one, Father God. Give us a sound mind. And, Father God, let us trust you when we can't trace you, Lord God. Let us trust you when we can't see you, Father God. Let us know that your word is true to the end, Father God. So, Father God, as we go through the rest of the week, and we meet back on Monday, Father God, every single need is met tonight, Lord God. We're not going to have to wonder how it's done. We're just going to stand on the word of God and know that it is already working together for your good. So, Father God, in closing, Lord God, we just say we thank you for each and every one of us, Lord God. And we thank you, Father God, that you get all the glory, God, and that you're doing a mighty thing right now in the name of Jesus. And miracles, signs, and wonders shall follow us that believe, Father God. So in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray blessings over each and every one of you guys as we go through this week, Lord God, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. I give you all glory and honor in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Well, we thank you all for joining us tonight, and we be back at the same place, same time next week, every Monday through the month of January. Know that you are loved and appreciated. Have a good evening.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Good evening.
Bye-bye. Amen. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.